morning. How are you?
I'm good. I enjoyed your piece in the Baltimore Sun, Why Do Annapolis Leaders Do These Things Because They Can, talking about the arrogance of one-party rule. It's a good piece.
Well, thank you very much. I got a lot of favorable reaction to it, so I'm glad some people read it.
Yeah, and you're seeing, and this is on both sides of the aisle, you're seeing a lot of frustration with Marylanders right now on the fiasco that took place in Annapolis, still not resolved. It looks like leadership is going to get together for breakfast on Tuesday and try to hammer something out. I think they realized that they struck a chord, and people are upset.
You know, the people of Maryland were already upset even before the end of this session. They're just really completely fed up with politics as usual in Annapolis. And it was tax increase after tax increase after tax increase before this kind of train wreck at the end of the session. But it's just brought more attention to the dysfunction of Annapolis. Yeah, I can tell you that we started our little group, just started with me and a few friends about a year ago, has now grown into an army of more than 12,000 people from every single county in Maryland who are fighting to try to bring some, you know, fiscal restraint and common sense to Annapolis. They're just mad as heck. They're completely disgusted with what's going on in Annapolis.
Yeah, Larry, and you're writing your article. You got 96% of Marylanders right now. They feel like they've been taxed enough.
The Gonzales poll came out the end of January that showed 96% of the people in Maryland either thought that they were already paying enough taxes or too much taxes. So only 4% thought we needed more.
Right.
And yet their entire focus, practically since O'Malley's been governor and throughout this most recent session and the session before that, has been raising taxes. And so, you know, it's important to point out they're crying about this this doomsday budget. I listened to the clip you just had there.
Right.
I mean, that
right.
It was hard to listen to. but it's all a bunch of nonsense. I mean, O'Malley has increased spending by more than $1 billion every single year since he's been governor.
Right.
And he's passed the largest tax increases in history already. In the session that just ended, they increased spending already $700 million over last year, and they already passed a couple of $100 million worth of tax hikes. He wants to come back and actually double that and
right.
pass more tax increases and come back and try to get a $1.3 million increase.
Well, and they're not just
$1.3 billion dollar increase.
Correct, and they're not just tax increases. They're regressive tax increases.
It hurts the people that are the most vulnerable and that can afford it the least. I mean, we're talking about in the middle of a recession, when people are really just out there struggling to survive, these guys seem to be completely, you know, disconnected to the people in the real world. And they're talking about, you know, they're tripling the tolls and the flush fee and the gas tax. I mean, we're already trying to choke down $4 a gallon gasoline, and Martin O'Malley thinks it's a great idea that we increase the gas tax and the sales tax on gasoline. I mean,
right.
I don't think he could find anyone to agree with these kinds of things, and they just don't care. And that was sort of the purpose of my article. I mean, the one-party monopoly in Annapolis is so overwhelmingly powerful and controls everything that they can be unaccountable. They can do whatever they want because they can, and they're completely ignoring an overwhelming majority of Marylanders who are mad as hell.
Well, and I think that's what caught, talking about the one-party rule, what caught a lot of people off guard on this is, you know, that they weren't able to get this done when they have control over all three branches here.
Well, that's a whole other issue. I mean, it's not only can they do whatever they want and have they done it, but at the end of the session, it also just showed the dysfunction. You would think the monopoly who controls everything ought to be able to at least smoothly. I mean, I'm glad they had problems, and
right,
I'm glad it
right.
blew up because we didn't want these tax increases and we didn't want this increased spending. But it just shows the dysfunction of Annapolis. And, you know, I served as a cabinet secretary in the Ehrlich administration, and when we turned the keys over to these guys, we had $1 billion cash surplus in the bank, and the state was in the best shape that it had been in decades. And, you know, 6 years later, these guys, they have a complete monopoly, and they have a failed record of lost jobs, higher spending, record tax increases, and broken promises. And it's simply unacceptable. And so that's the purpose. That's why I started this group, Change Maryland, for the people who are angry about what's going on.
You talk about the crowd of wind energy activists that came to the state house chanting, "All we are saying is give wind a chance." Obviously, the offshore wind was a big was a big deal for Martin O'Malley, and I think again,
and,
that's
and only for Martin O'Malley and a handful of folks. That was a I just used that as an example in my article because it kind of struck me as a very curious timing. Here we are a week before the end of the session, and obviously. He had not done his homework and had not been working on the budget, which he's now trying to blame on everyone else but himself.
Right.
But instead, he's out there having a pep rally with a bunch of wind energy activists chanting, "All we are saying is give wind a chance." I mean, the people in Maryland, you know, we can disagree on the merits of his failed proposal on wind energy, but that's not the point. The point is, why wasn't he focused on the thing that the 96% of the people in Maryland are concerned about, and that's the drastic increases in spending and taxes.
And what I don't understand, when he talks about the budget, you know, obviously, like you said, you know, where he's trying to place the blame on it, but he speaks as though he's a bystander, like he has no role in the process, like he's standing on the sidelines.
Really,
it's unbelievable.
Really good point that you make there. I mean, he's been so busy, you know, trying to run for president, that he hadn't been focused on the job he's supposed to do, and then he points fingers at everyone else. I mean, he's on the Sunday morning talk show circuit, blasting Republican governors who are doing a good job and being an Obama cheerleader, and he's running around the country doing fundraisers and making speeches, but he hasn't done the work that we hired him to do and rehired him to do in the last election.
No, and it's sort of uncharted territory for him, and he's angry with it. You know, he comes out saying you know, gambling's a piss-poor way to advance the common good. I mean, you know, I don't agree with his politics, but I do respect him as a politician. And I look at the moves he's making now, and I see him throwing away the presidency, which I believe he had a fairly good shot to be the nominee for.
Well, I think that, you know, he's let his ego get the best of him.
Right.
And he's very upset and angry right now because this isn't helping his presidential campaign. But I just wish that he and the other leaders of the monopoly in Annapolis would focus more on what the people of Maryland want and not what the liberal special interest groups that they're trying to court want. You know, nobody's speaking up for the people, and that's really what we're trying to do and why we're out there trying to do our best to bring some common sense to Annapolis.
Yeah, let me ask you, Senate President Miller, I mean, he's been a fixture in Annapolis forever. How damaging has these last 3 weeks been to him?
Time will tell. I mean, I don't know. You know, O'Malley's trying to put all the blame on Mike Miller.
Right.
And frankly, I think the blame goes all around. And, you know, who's going to come out of it as the worst, I don't know. I mean, frankly, obviously Mike Miller had a role in it, but so did Mike Bush.
Right.
And the guy who really bears the most responsibility and the guy who has the most to lose, I believe, is Martin O'Malley.
Absolutely. Larry, we're out of time, but real quick, how can people learn about Change Maryland?
Well, if you go to changemaryland.com, we've got all kinds of information. We'd love to have them go on there. We just are a nonpartisan grassroots group that's trying to fix things in Annapolis, so we'd love to have them check us out.
Great. Larry, thank you so much for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Larry Hogan, chairman of Change Maryland. 7:55, back after this.
Big screens, zero interest. Right now at the Big Screen Store, pay no